It's a significant day for China and the world, says Erwin Jackson from Australia's Climate Institute.
China has been taking action to reduce pollution and encourage clean energy industries for a number of years now. But this is the first time we'll actually see the emergence of an absolute cap on emissions in a region of China.
Dick Gross, a tutor in climate change at Melbourne University, says it marks a shift involving several countries.
This represents a dramatic change from, say, 2006, when it did a deal with Asian Pacific neighbours, including America, Canada and Australia, to avoid Kyoto with the AP6 partnership. So they've gone, as indeed has Australia, from trying to avoid obligations under Kyoto in 2006 to being significant contributors to the future of a less carbon-intensive world.
On the same day as the launch, the state-sponsored Global Times newspaper is reporting a Greenpeace China study from the other end of the country. It says pollution from about 200 coal-fired power stations in the north, including Beijing, could have caused the premature deaths of almost 10,000 people in 2011. Putting a price on carbon and opening a market for the trade of permits between companies aims to reduce emissions and encourage green technologies. Dick Gross says it's too early to judge the impact of China's scheme on the economy and carbon emissions.
And I'm confident that what will be learned will work for China eventually. They're clearly serious about it, but there are always different problems. So there's this matter called carbon leakage. Carbon leakage occurs when your carbon emissions are being played out in another country, like Australia. Our carbon leaks to places like China. So each scheme in each country might have to be recalibrated and re-engineered to take into account different uses of carbon, carbon leakage, and different reaction to the price and other controls.
China's will be the second largest carbon market outside of Europe. In conjunction with other measures, it's estimated China could cut its total emissions by 4.5 billion tonnes by 2020. That's equivalent to closing 1,500 megawatt power stations for a year, according to Erwin Jackson.
The policies that they've put in place will amount to the single largest emission reduction plan in the history of the planet. And in part, that's just a reflection that everything in China is big. Whether the world is on a path to avoid a 2-degree increase in global temperature, we're certainly not. The actions that China is taking at the moment, on some counts, are consistent with that kind of world. On other counts, they're not. But certainly the actions that countries like the United States are currently taking, or even the EU are currently taking, they're not strong enough. And we need to see all countries lifting their game.
Do you think with China taking these significant steps, it's going to have an influence on the international politics of climate change?
Well, undoubtedly. All you've got to do is look at the political debates that occur in many countries, Australia being one, the US being another, where China is seen as the boogeyman and someone that you basically got to say, well, they're not doing anything, so why should we do anything? That's increasingly becoming a very hard argument to sustain, because we do know that the Chinese are doing an awful lot. And as that perception grows and that reality grows in the minds of populations around the world, then those kinds of arguments will be increasingly hard to sustain.
The biggest challenge facing the pilot schemes ahead of rolling out a national program will be the verification process and ensuring a fraud-free market.